Good day, prayer warriors. We start a new focus. We are going to be joining the National Day of Prayer and other believers across the continent of the United States to pray across the entire America. Have you ever prayed for every state of America? Of all the times to pray, now is the time. With the situation in the Middle East, global crisis, the possibility of soldiers being called to put boots on the ground, we need to pray. So now is your chance to join with other believers across the nation, along with the National Day of Prayer, also known as the NDP Task Force. They actually created a guide, which we have as a resource, with prompts and scriptures for each state, including Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. This year, 2026, commemorates two historic milestones, 250 years of prayer in America and 75 years of prayer for America. The prayers will start with the states on the East Coast and continue all the way to the West Coast. The National Day of Prayer is actually held every first Thursday of May every year. This year it'll be on May 7th. The theme this year is glorify God among the nations, seeking him in all generations. The verse for this year is tell of his glory among the nation, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples, 1 Chronicles 16:24. To find a gathering near you, check out the website link that we have posted. So, Father, we lift up this amazing opportunity for us to pray for every single state in the U.S. And we know that when we get to California, we'll even pray for every county in our state. We thank you not only for the opportunity, but that we get to link prayers with other believers across the United States, becoming a united force under the name United States of America. We thank you that wherever two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in their midst. And we know that you are going to do things above and beyond all that we could dare to ask or think of. But we are going to pray that whatever you have destined for the United States and for each of its states, along with Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, that it shall be done. We thank you that yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. We pray you would deliver us from evil, for yours is the kingdom and the power. We pray that we would forgive those that we have any offense from. We pray for mercy to abound in those that are praying, that they would first forgive before they pray so that they could be forgiven of their prayers and be unfiltered. We pray for humble prayers, that we come from a place of humility and not of pride or criticizing or blame shifting or fault finding. In fact, God, forgive us as a nation for being that way. We pray, God, that people will be fervent in their prayers because you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And you are pleased when we come to you in faith. You are the God who can do all things. You are the creator of our universe. And most importantly, you gave us the most beautiful gift through your Son, the sacrifice, in order for us to be saved. We are forever grateful in Jesus' name.